This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue in a series called Transformed. In these lessons, Rick uncovers key principles found in God's Word that will completely transform our lives from the inside out in every area, including spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, financial, and vocational. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to let you know how you can get your very own copy of Open Doors, a year of daily devotions book. It's a beautifully illustrated 365-day devotional from Pastor Rick that offers daily encouragement from the Bible. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Facing Giants in Life and Work.
Now, your ability to dream is a God-given gift. It's what makes you different from animals. Animals cannot imagine the future. God gave you as a human being, made in his image, the ability to see the past, that's called memory, and to visualize or imagine the future, that's called dreaming. You gotta have a dream. If you don't have a dream for your life, you're literally just drifting. You're just drifting along. You're letting life happen to you. And by the way, when you're coasting, you're always going downhill. So you need a dream for your life. It is the greatest gift that God has given you, the ability to dream. We are most like our Creator when we are creative. Nothing happens without a dream. Everything you see, every piece of art, every business, every architecture, every product, everything happens because somebody thought it up first. Everything begins as a dream. Napoleon says, imagination rules the world. And Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. It is that ability to dream that makes us creators in the image of God. Now, I've invested my life encouraging people to discover God's dream, God's purpose for their lives, and then helping them fulfill that dream. And what I've discovered is that for every person who figures out their life dream, their life work, which is far more important than your job, because your jobs are going to change, but your life work is the dream that God gives you for your life. For every person who figures that out and heads after their dream, there are 9 people who are afraid to get started. And what causes us to be afraid to go after our dream are what I call the giants in the pathway. These are giant problems. These are dream busters that stand there in your path saying, you will not pass by. You will not go any further than this. And if you believe it, you get stuck in mediocrity. These problems can be financial problems. They can be emotional problems. They can be relational problems. They can be problems with your health. What do you do when you face these giants in life? How do you face the giants in your life and work? Well, fortunately, we have a wonderful story in the Bible that shows us how to deal with the giants in our lives. It's called the story of David and Goliath. Let me read the initial text. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Now the Philistines had gathered their forces for war. They occupied one hill and the Israelites another with the valley between them. A champion named Goliath from Gath came out of the Philistine camp. He was a giant of a man. One translation says 9 feet tall, one says 7. They're very different in the translations. Wearing a huge bronze helmet and a coat of bronze armor that weighed over 125 pounds. So this guy's a big man. He also wore bronze leggings, and he slung a huge bronze javelin over his back. The iron spearhead alone on his javelin weighed 15 pounds, and a soldier with a large shield always walked in front of Goliath. Now, it's unlikely that you're ever going to have to face a physical giant like David did, but it is highly likely that you're going to have to face a whole lot of other common giants. these giants of financial problems, relational problems, marriage problems, work problems, problems that keep you from going after your dream. And in this story, 1 Samuel 17, David actually had to fight four other giants before he gets to Goliath. They weren't physical giants, but they were giants in here, in his mind. You are far more likely to have to face those giants than a Goliath, but they can be just as big and just as intimidating and can keep you from becoming who God wants you to be and fulfilling the dream that God has put in your heart. Let me give you a little background. The chapter before this chapter in the Bible, chapter 16, here's an interesting story. A man named Samuel, this book is called 1 Samuel because it's named after the chief religious leader that day. Samuel was the prophet of Israel in that day. And in 1 Samuel 16, God says to Samuel, I want you to go to the town of Bethlehem, and I want you to find a guy named Jesse. And you're going to anoint Jesse's son as the next king of Israel. Now, the existing king was still alive, very much alive, Saul, but God had already decided Saul's days were over. So this is a secret plan. And God just tells Samuel, you're going to go anoint the next king of Israel. So Samuel goes to Jerusalem. He finds this guy named Jesse. He says, do you have a son? Jesse says, not only do I have a son, I've got eight. And so Samuel goes, well, then I'm going to have to look at them all. So Samuel brings his Jesse brings his seven oldest sons to parade them before the prophet to see which one's going to become the king of Israel. And he shows him the oldest son, and Samuel goes, not the guy. Next. He shows him the second oldest, says, not the guy. Next. He shows him his third oldest son, not the guy. Next. He's going, no, five, six, seven. And none of the guys are it. Samuel goes, you got any other kids? Jesse goes, oh yeah, there's one more, the youngest, the runt, little David. But he's like a pipsqueak, and I didn't even mind bringing him in. He's out tending the sheep. He said, bring him in. He brings in the youngest. Samuel takes one look at him and says, that's the guy. And he anoints him as king of Israel. Now, you know what happens after this? Nothing. Nothing happens. Jesse says to his youngest kid, okay, now get back out there and start tending the sheep. Nothing at all changes in David's life. He has been given the dream. He's been told, you're the next king of Israel, but get back out there and tend the sheep. And there is actually quite a long delay between when David is anointed as king and he actually sees the fulfillment of his dream years later. There's a big delay. And I would say that this is exactly what happens in your life. And the first giant in facing your dream, you might want to write this down, is delay. The no dream is fulfilled instantly. God gives you the dream on one day, and he doesn't fulfill it the next day. No, it's years later that you see the fulfillment of your life dream. There is always a time delay. There is always a time lapse. There is always a waiting period. And in David's case, his dad holds him back from the dream. In David's case, his dad held him back and said, David, you need to get back out there and start tending sheep. He didn't think David was old enough or experienced enough to be the king of Israel. And in verse 12 to 15, it says this. Now, David was the youngest of Jesse's eight sons, and his three older brothers enlisted in Saul's army. But David was held back, circle that, held back to care for the sheep in Bethlehem. The first barrier of your dream is this. There are going to be people who hold you back. There are going to be people in your life who hold you back from the dream that God has given you. Some of you know what I'm talking about. You have been held back from what you want to do with your life because of your age. Some of you have been held back because of what you want to do with your life and what the dream God's given you because of your race. Some of you have been held back because of your gender. Some of you have been held back because you weren't pretty enough or handsome enough or smart enough or whatever enough. Discrimination in any form is a barrier that you have to break through. And there will be people who want to hold you back. Now, here's the sad part. Sometimes the people who hold you back the most are those who love you the most. In this case, it's David's dad. His dad isn't going, go for it, my son's going to be the king of Israel. He said, no, get back out there and tend the sheep. Because Jesse would just as soon not have his son be the king of Israel. He'd lose a worker. You see, God has a plan for your life, but so does everybody else. And when God's plan contradicts somebody else's plan, there's going to be a delay, and people are going to try to hold you back.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Do you want to live the full and abundant life God desires for you? That only happens when you seek God and spend time in His Word. That's why Pastor Rick put together a 365-day devotional book called Open Doors. Each day features a Bible verse and a short devotional where Pastor Rick, in his engaging and relevant way, makes the Bible easy to understand and apply. As you dive into this book, you'll open the door to greater intimacy with God and experience the love, trust, and freedom that comes from a deeper relationship with Him. You'll discover God's wisdom to resolve conflict, conquer fear, reduce stress, build healthy relationships, overcome temptation, and so much more. Get Open Doors today and be encouraged, inspired, and equipped to live out God's plan and purpose for your life. It's a great way to kick off the new year. And today, when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you your very own hardcover copy of Open Doors to say thanks. To get your copy of this great resource, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
You see, God has a plan for your life, but so does everybody else. And when God's plan contradicts somebody else's plan, there's going to be a delay, and people are going to try to hold you back. Others have plans for your life too. David's dad just wanted him to be a shepherd. And there's this delay, and you're going to see this delay in your life. Sometimes even people who love you will hold you back from the dream God has given you. Now, at one point, Jesse goes, you know, my three favorite sons, they're out on the front line with Saul fighting the battle. And he tells David, I want you to take a care package of food to your older brothers at the battlefield. So he gives David all this food and he sends him off. And this way, David gets to see the battle. And when he's there delivering the foods to his older brothers, he hears Goliath coming down every day and shouting these taunts and saying, we're going to, you know, whip your rear and we're going to win the battle and you guys are all going to be defeated. And David notices nobody's doing anything about this guy. And he notices everybody around here is scared to death. They're all embarrassed. They're all afraid. They're all terrorized. They're all traumatized. Nobody wants to do anything. They're all scared to death. And this is the second barrier you will face in finding and fulfilling your dream. And it is this: discouragement. You will face discouragement because everybody around you is scared to death. Nobody thinks you can do it. Nobody has hope. Nobody believes that you can take down this giant. And they're all scared to death, and they're all convincing each other that it's impossible to make any difference. You see, Goliath had created a climate of fear in Israel, and everybody had concluded, we're going to lose this battle, and nobody can beat Goliath. In verses 8 to 10, it says this, Each day, Goliath would stand and shout at the ranks of Israel's army. He would say, "Why do you come out here and line up for battle? Choose one man to fight me, and if he's able to kill me, we'll become your subjects. But if I kill him, you'll become our subjects and serve us." Day after day, circle that, day after day, Goliath taunted them, saying, "This day I defy the ranks of Israel." And when Saul, that's the king, and Israelites heard this, everyone was deeply shaken and paralyzed with fear. Now notice the situation. They're all demoralized. They're gripped with anxiety. They're terrified. They're traumatized. They feel hopeless. One translation says, they were so frightened, they couldn't do anything. Have you ever been in a situation where everybody around you thought, this is hopeless? Maybe you have been at work, and in your office say, "Hey, in this economy, nobody can grow anything. We can't solve this problem. It's going down the tubes." And everybody around you is saying, "It can't be done, it can't be done, it can't be done. It's never going to happen, it's never going to happen." And they're all discouraged, and they're all convincing each other because they're all filled with fear. And they say, "There's nothing we can do about this problem." Let me tell you something. Conventional wisdom is often wrong. It is often wrong. Everybody there was wrong. It says there twice in that passage, Goliath challenged the ranks of the Israeli army. Sometimes the solution has to come outside the rank and file. What you need is a little kid from a village to come and go, "We can do this." What you need is a fresh set of eyes, because the professionals were wrong. The crowd was wrong. Just because everybody says it's so doesn't make it so. The crowd is often wrong. Just because somebody says the crowd says it's true doesn't mean it's true. And so somebody had to challenge the status quo. Now, why had everybody given up? Why had they all gotten so discouraged from this one giant? And the answer is they were listening to the wrong voice. They were listening to this guy every single day. Look at the next verse, verse 16. For 40 days, twice a day, morning and evening, the Philistine giant loudly berated the Israelite army. Well, it's no wonder they got discouraged. They're listening to this guy day after day after day after day. Question, who are you listening to? Who are you listening to who says it can't be done? Who is poo-pooing your dream, putting down your dream, saying it won't ever happen, forget it? Who is telling you that you're not the person to do it? You know, if you listen to negative people long enough, you know what happens? You get negative, because it's highly contagious. Maybe one of the best things you should do is stop listening to talk radio. Because it is negative, 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 negative. And you know what? If you listen to it negative, you know what you're going to become? A negative, bitter person. And if you listen to people who are against, 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 against every day of your life, guess what? You end up being against everything. Negativity is contagious, and so is fear, and so is discouragement. And if you listen to somebody who said, America's going to hell in a handbasket day after day after day, pretty soon you start acting like it. And you believing it. Now, sometimes you just need a fresh voice. You need a kid from the village with fresh eyes. Go, this guy's nothing. We can take him down. It's a slam dunk. Look in the next verse, verses 23 and 24. As David talked with his brothers on the front line, he saw Goliath start shouting his usual threats to Israel's army. And when the army heard Goliath, they all ran away in terror. They all ran away. Let me give you some advice. Don't hang out with fearful people. Don't hang out with fearful people. Because if you do, you will become fearful. If you hang out with cowards, you become a coward. You hang out with bitter people, you become bitter. You hang out with angry people, you become angry. You hang out with negative people, you become negative. It's highly contagious. The first barrier to your dream is delay. Somebody's trying to hold you back. But the second barrier to your dream, the second dream buster, is discouragement, because everybody around you is telling you that life sucks and it can't be done. And they're wrong. They're wrong. Now, there's a third dream buster, and I call it the giant of disapproval. And David had to handle this one, is he had to be willing to face the disapproval of people around him in order to go after his dream, and you will too. Now, here's the problem. The reason why most people don't ever go after their dream is they are afraid of disapproval. They are afraid of rejection. In this case, David's own brother questioned his motives. David's own brother questioned his motives and disapproved of David even going after the giant. We want everybody to like us. I mean, we really do. We want everybody to approve of everything we do. But if you go after God's dream for your life, I'm guaranteeing you this. There will be naysayers. There will be critics. There will be misunderstanding. There will be attacks. There will be people who are judging you for what you do because they don't get it. And that is the disapproval giant. In this case, David's own brother questions David's motivation, and he treats his younger brother with disdain and disgust, and he demeans him, and he disregards him, and he belittles him. In verse 28 and 29, notice this conversation between the older brother and the younger brother. And David's there on the front line, and he asks the soldiers, what's the reward for killing this Philistine and ending this disgraceful abuse? He said, what's the reward? Now, when David's older brother heard David and even asked this question, he burned with anger at David, and he said, now listen to this conversation and see if you can identify with it. David's older brother says, why are you here anyway? Why aren't you taking care of your scrawny little flock of sheep, you cocky little brat?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Devotions. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
You know, one of the ways I try to help reinforce the lessons that I teach on this broadcast is to offer daily devotionals that are based on the same lessons that I teach here. Did you know that over 1 million people subscribe to the Daily Hope devotionals? And if you're not getting them, I encourage you to sign up for this tool and resource too. If you haven't already got it, you're missing out. They're free, and they're delivered right to your inbox every morning. I'll just email them to you, or you can find them on the web at PastorRick.com. Now, many of you have asked that we provide these devotionals in a book format. So you know what? I asked my team to pull together 365 of the best daily devotionals, and we printed them in a book. And you can use this Daily Hope devotional book, it's an entire year's worth of devotions, as part of your quiet time, and it will allow you to meditate on a single scripture every day and to reflect on what it means. Now, I know you're going to be blessed by this resource, and it's also going to be something you could use as a meaningful gift to share with a family or a friend or a neighbor. This Daily Hope devotional is going to be available exclusively through Daily Hope and through the PastorRick.com store. You can't get this devotional anywhere else at any bookstore. You've got to get it directly from us because we want to be in contact with you.
The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, and we'll send it to you as our way of saying thanks when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. To get your copy of this great resource, call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.